Starting. Kum lenin ablat gemara. It's Mitzvah Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, and we're up to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're about seven lines from the top, the two dots, Amar Rabbah. We're in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah. And again, these horrible times we are learning in the schus of our learning. It should be just standing good stead.
I'm very sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I unfortunately have to go for an important reason. Can you all move direct and just do the call between you two? And I'll have to.
Okay. Yimi had to go do Hatzolah. Unfortunately, so in this chusam we're learning tonight, we should help all the Chayli Am Yisrael and should know no more of such sodas. So we are up to here seven lines at the top. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, we're in the middle of the sugi of Chanukah. Neil Chanukah mitzvah lehanicha betefach hasmucha lepesach. The Chanukah, the mitzvah is to put it in the tefach closest to your door. The heichem manachle, which side should you put it on? Rav Acha b'rei de Rava Amar Rav Acha, the son of Rava says, b'yimin, on the right side. And Rav Shmuel medifti Amar mismo. Rav Shmuel medifti says, you're on the left side. We decided that the rule that you should be on the left side, Kadesh Dehenei Chanukah, Mismol, Mezuzah Yimin. Should be wrapped around with mitzvahs. The mezuzah is on the right side. We learn out that Beisecha is Derech Beyoscha, the way you walk in, and usually you use your right foot first, so at the right side, and then the Chanukah should be on the left side. What happens if it's a door that's not Chayiv in a mezuzah? So the Aviyezri and other Rishonim hold the Chanukah should be on the right side. Machlekes, the Rishonim, that if you light indoors, does the same thing apply, that you have to light it by the door, and so on, or indoors already, doesn't really matter, you can do it by the window or other places. And also Machlek is the Taz and others, which part of the Menorah has to be closest to the door? Because we add all these extra candles. Should it be the additional candles that can be closest to the door, or the original candle? In other words, do we put it perpendicular to the door, or do we put it level with the door, so all the candles are close to the door? So there's a long Taz explaining all that. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Rav Yehuda said, "Rav Asi, Asur lahartzeis moiz keneged ne Chanukah. It is forbidden to count money in front of Chanukah licht." And we understood because he shouldn't have any hanah. But here he talks about money, and the machlek is Rishonim. If previously, when Rav said that you're not allowed to benefit from Chanukah licht, is he talking about only mundane things like counting money or even mitzvahs? So we said last time that if the idea is that it's similar to the menorah, you don't have any hanor, then includes even mitzvahs. And if so, this Rav Asi actually argues with Rav. And even though that's why in parentheses it's Amar Rav, because it couldn't be Rav. Rav holds even mitzvahs he cannot do, cannot eat Yisur Shabbos. And this is only talking about Ner Chanukah. Others say no, that maybe Rav Asi agrees. And he's using an example of counting money because it's so trivial, you don't have to look so close. You would think that it's, you know, it would be, in a way, be easier than eating or other things which you're using the candlelight for longer. So I think about it further. When he said before Shmuel, Amali, he said to me, do a candle have any kedusha in it? So therefore, in other words, he said, you're allowed to count money, there's no issue. And in Haner Salala, we say, kodesh heim. So obviously, we disagree with Shmuel, and we follow the Grav. The Tanya we learned, yet it says v'shafach, it says in the pasuk that you pour out the blood, and then it says v'chisa, that you have to cover the blood of a chay or of a bird. So it says v'shafach is damai, and then it says v'chisa, when you should cover it. The same thing you use to spill it with your hand, you cover it with your hand. Don't use your feet. In order that your mitzvahs should not be buzzy on it. It's hachinami shlayhei mitzvahs bezuyas olam. We don't want the mitzvahs to be insulted. So it's a din of bezi mitzvah. So again, could be that this gemara argued in previous gemara, because this gemara is saying bezi mitzvah, and previously we might have said it's kedusha, like the Baal HaMoir and others learn. Or is Rav also previously talking about bezi mitzvah, which are only things which insult the mitzvah, but if you're doing a mitzvah learning Torah in front of the Chanukah licht, that should be all right. That's the machlekes. Talking about busy mitzvah, are you permitted to have any benefit from noye sukkah? We know when it comes to the wood of a sukkah, you're not having any benefit, it's muktzah. But what about noye sukkah, things that you hang up in the sukkah? Amalei, you said, Hadi Amru, we say, Asur lahartzeis moiz kenegen Chanukah. We just said you're not allowed to count money in front of Chanukah licht. In other words, there's a concept called busy mitzvah. The same thing applies to noye sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, expression, Morei d'Avram, the master of Avram, Toli Tanya b'deloi Tanya, so you bring a raya regarding Noya Sukkah from a Gemara, from a Halacha that doesn't say anywhere any braisa about Chanukah Licht. Sukkah Tanya. In fact, there's a braisa that talks about Sukkah. Chanukah loy Tanya. There's no braisa regarding Chanukah. The time we learned, Sikha Kilchosef, you put, made the Sukkah properly. The Ita, you decided to decorate it, bekramim, with colored kinds of material, uvesadinim hamatziyorin, and engraved kinds of linen or other things, materials hanging up, atolaba gazim, you hung up on your Sukkah nuts, afarsik and peaches, shkedim, almonds, limoni, pomegranates, upachili, anovim, and groups of grapes, vatore shel shebolim, and you have also all kinds of stalks, yenois, shel shmanim, you have wine and oils, or other oils, with salsas and flour. You used to hang up all these different foods from the Sukkah. Also, this topic, men amatzayim tevachra shalchag, you don't have any benefit from it till after the end of Yom Tov. So we already know there, this busy mitzvah. V'imhisna alei en hakol ufitnoi. And if you made a tanai, that you want to be able to use it, you can make a tanai. And we learned during another Gemara that it's talking about bein hashmoshes of the first night, you make a tanai, that you are not going to walk away, you know, you want it still. When it comes to, all the Rishayim talk about, when it comes to wood of a sukkah, we use muktzah. And here we explain that noya sukkah is called a bizi mitzvah. Now, even though that's the wood of the sukkah itself, and this is the noya sukkah, but the Gemara equates it too. So the shita of Tesis is that the part of the sukkah that's muktzah is the minimum kosher sukkah, which is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim wide. And if it's beyond that, then it becomes under the getter of bizi mitzvah. Or, as others say, why is it muktzah? Because we don't want to be a vaza the mitzvah. Elav Rehu says, Avunu kulu dam. The father of all of it is dam. The source of busy mitzvah is dam. The mitzvah of dam. And they will learn out that you're not allowed to do busy mitzvah. The kitzah is a chiddush of art, or whatever, there's a word, possibly, regarding Chanukah, that... what do you mean avun the kula dam? Why taki the Torah use dam to teach you about busy mitzvah? Now the Rambam writes that busy, Merv, can you put it on mute?
Oh yeah, sorry.
The Rambam writes that busy mitzvah is because by insulting mitzvah you're showing that there's no connection to Hashem with this mitzvah. Otherwise you would treat it with respect and with dignity. So it says in the Gemara we had in Gemara Brachas they not even for davening because it says. Because it's dam in the pasuk, and you're not allowed to daven while it's still dam. And in order to test, so the musician Magid explains that a person, every person is Adam. Adam is a word made up of two words, Aleph, dam, with blood and flesh, and our idea of flesh and blood. And the idea is to bring the Aleph, the Abish, to the one Hashem, into us. And make us a full person. When is that happening? When we daven. When we daven, we connect. Tefillah is connecting. You connect to Hashem. We change from dam to adam. So before davening, we're only dam. It means don't eat while you're only dam. Wait till you become an adam before you eat. That's pshat. So coming here to the story of Chanukah, that the whole story of Chanukah was where the goyim said, you can do mitzvahs, but we don't want you to connect it to Hashem. L'shkichem Torah secho. That's the whole union of Chanukah, and therefore the father of everything is we're learning out is dam. What do you mean the father of everything is dam? The idea is that the source of busy mitzvah is dam, because dam is the problem. We need to be adam. We need to connect Hashem with the dam, and dam on its own without the aleph is busy mitzvah. So if you look in the Chanukah licht. The total number of Chanukah licht we light is 36 candles over the 8 days, plus the 8 shamashim is 44. And the reason why we made a takana to light 8 days and have 44 candles is, which is dam, the gematria of dam, 44. And we make a brach every day to show that the whole inyan of Chanukah was we defeated the chashmonaim and we're bringing the aleph back to the dam. And we make a brach to connect it to Hashem. It may be learned. Rav Omar Rav says, Ein madlikim in elnei, and shouldn't let light from one candle to another candle. And you shouldn't light from one candle to another candle. We'll see in the Gemara later two possible reasons. Either because of bizi mitzvah, using a mitzvah to do something else, or is because you looks like you're weakening, taking away from the fire of the mitzvah. Shmuel says, Madlikin, he's not concerned with either one. And the Gemara will soon explain. A third, another din. Rav Omar Rav says, Ein matid in tzitzis mebeged lebeged. You're not allowed to remove tzitzis from one beged to another beged. even though you know you're putting on another baggage, you know, I'll take it off for the first baggage. And Shmuel holds it's no problem, because he holds, since you're putting it on another baggage, it's all right. Shmuel holds, all right. Taser wants to know, so how come my mezuzah, you know, I'll take off a mezuzah. It says, we had more about metziah, that it's dangerous and everything else, from an old house that you're moving out of. What's the difference? You can take tzitzis. So Taser answers two answers. The first answer is, you are allowed to. They're just talking about you had no intention to put it onto a new house. You know, then you're not allowed to. But if you intend to put a new house, just like tzitzis, you're putting on another baggage, you're allowed to. Or Taser says, a mezuzah might be different. It's not just a mitzvah. It protects from mazikin, so therefore you're not allowed to take it off the house because you're being like a mazik, allowing the mazikin in. Another machlekes, halachic, where is it? Rabbi Omar, ein halachic, Rabbi Shimon Begreda. Rabbi Shimon says that Dover Shem Miskavan on Shabbos was unintentional, pulling a chair, and inadvertently you made holes in the ground, which is either boina, building, or chedesh, or plowing. Rabbi Shimon, if it's unintentional, as long as it wasn't inevitable, it is all right. And Rav says the halachic, like Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not good. Shmuel Omar, halachic, Rabbi Shimon Begreda, halachic is like him. Amar Bais of the Bayah, Komil the Mar, everything my teacher Rabbi did, Ovid Kirav, he always followed Rav. Levar Mahani Tlas to Ovid Kishmul. The halacha like Rav when it comes to Yisurim, Shmuel when it comes to Dinim, but in these three above mentioned cases, he decided to pask in all three like Shmuel. Number one, he pasked Madlikim and Nail in there, you could light from one candle to the next. Number two, Matidin Mebegid the Begid, you can remove the tzitzis and put it on another one. And number three, Valacha Kirab Shim and Begireda. The time we learn, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Goided Adam Mita Kisei V'Safsal. Rav Shimon says, the person can drag a bed, a chair, and a bench, Ubavad, as long as, Shalai Yiskavin Lasas Chritz, as long as he had no intention of making any burrows. Yosef, any holes in the ground. Yosef, whom Rabbanu came to Rabbanu Barabu, this rabbi said before Rabbanu Barabu, the Yosef who come out, he said, time with the Rav, you know what the reason for Rav is, Shabizim Mitzah. Rav holds that the problem is bizui mitzah. It's insulting the mitzah using the candle to light others. Amaluhu, he said. So Rabbi Rav said, "Loi tetzisalei." Don't listen to him. Time with the Rav. You know what the Rav's reason is? It's from the komachish mitzah. It looks like you are weakening the mitzah. It looks like you're taking away some of the light. So Rashi says it looks like. No, it's really it's not happening. It looks like. But the Ritva says, interestingly, he says you are taking away some of the fire, the strength, just that it's not recognizable. Not sure exactly what that means. My benayu, what is the difference between these two opinions? What's the chilek of the reason it's busy mitzvah or because you're weakening it? Ik benayu the kamadik mishraga l'shraga. You know, if you take a match or a piece of wood, a twig, and you use it to light it from the menachanikalich, that's a busy mitzvah because you're lighting from a mitzvah to something which is not a mitzvah, even though ultimately you want to use it to light another chanikalich. So that's a busy mitzvah. But if you are lighting directly from one candle, in other words, you're taking the other menorah and you bring it closer to this menorah to light directly from the candle, what's the bizim mitzvah? It's going from one mitzvah to another. It's exactly the same kind of mitzvah. It wouldn't be bizim mitzvah, but it's still the problem of weakening the mitzvah. So that's an afkamina. The kamadlik mishraga l'shraga, one candle to the next. Mandam should be the mitzvah, insulting the mitzvah, degrading, mishraga l'shraga, madam, you can light from one candle to the next. Mandam should be a chushim mitzvah, because you're weakening the mitzvah, mishraga l'shraga, nam yosef. From one candle to the next, it's also awesome. Moshe Rabbi Avi Rabbi asked the question. It says, "Shelo shel ma'isa sheni, you'd bring up to Yerushalayim. But if it's difficult, if it's too much, you have an abundant supply of fruit. Then what you do is you exchange it for money, and you bring the money with you to Yerushalayim. So if you take a seller from ma'isa sheni, so you took the money. Now this seller has kedusha on it, and you can take it to Yerushalayim. And now you want to weigh, let's say, other coins." To see if they're complete so that you can use them to continue to, you know, to exchange more mice sheni, to transfer more mice sheni money. So right now what you're doing is you're taking money, which is kodesh, and you're using it to weigh other money, which is not kodesh, to ultimately get to a mitzvah, which sounds like taking a match to a Hanukkah menorah. And it says that you don't do the ain shekli kenedin azov, v'afilu lechal ola mice sheni achar, even though your intention ultimately is to use it for other mice sheni. Which means that what the Baruch clearly says, you cannot use something which is not a mitzvah to attach to a mitzvah. Sounds like the reason is, so here we go. If you tell me the whole argument of an Abba Shmuel is, one candle to the next candle, in other words, you're weakening the mitzvah, when it comes to a match or a little twig, also Shmuel agrees, their busy mitzvah kicks in. There's no busy mitzvah directly from candle to candle, but if you're using something which is not a mitzvah in between, that is a busy mitzvah, then this price, it makes sense as well. You cannot use it to weigh up the golden coins because it's a busy mitzvah. Hola teva tiyufta. There's no question from this braisa. Everyone would agree. Eli Amr, if you're going to tell me that Bekintzanami showed you that Shmuel holds that even a match or a splinter is also good, or a piece of a twig is also good. In other words, he holds that the basis of the argument is like that Talmud who says it's to do with busy mitzvah. If it has to do with busy mitzvah, then, and Shmuel holds it's all right, then why? How does Shmuel explain this braisa that you cannot weigh other coins with the coins of Kedusha if the purpose of the other coins is to use it for Maisa Sheni? But to have it, you have to, then you have a problem here against Shmuel from a braisa. On my Rava, says Rava, so Rava says that Rava says Gzeda Shema lo yechaven mishkalosav. We're worried. No, you know, Shmuel says you're allowed to use let's say something in between that's not a mitzvah. You know why you cannot weigh other coins? Because what happens if a taka doesn't match up? The coins are incomplete. Shema yechaven mishkalosav. And what happens then? The kamapig lechulin. Then you won't use the money. It comes out, it won't be for a mitzvah. Then every Mishmuel agrees that's busy mitzvah. The only time he allows it is if you can use it to light other menorah. You can use it to for other Maaseh Sheni. But if it turns out to be that the coins are no good coins, or there's too much, that the coins are worth more than the amount of tavua, and therefore you won't do the chilul Maaseh, you won't transfer the Maaseh, comes out that you insult to the Maaseh. Okay, Moshe, I'll ask another question. It says, by the menorah, mechutz laparoiches, outside of Pareches, her Eidus Yara, after you set up the Menorah, Adam set up, Bechila Eidah Hutzadich. What do you need the Menorah for the base of Megiddush? So the two ways of learning Pshat. Bechila Eidah Hutzadich, like Rashi learns Pashas, it's referring to Hashem. Does Hashem really need light? All the 40 years in the Midbar, they used the Amor Eish, they had light there. What does he need light of the Menorah for? Tosfos finds that difficult because they should create the whole world, create everything. What do you have to talk about the Midbar? So Tosfos is talking about Aaron HaKohen. Other Shem are talking about Aaron HaKohen. Did Aaron HaKohen need the light? He had the Amud HaEsh. Ela Eidus, it is a testimony to all the people in the world. Shashchina Shoyde B'Yisrael. The Eibishter is resting by the Eden. That's what the that the windows of the Beis HaMikdash was wider on the outside than inside because the light was to go outside. My Eidus. Exactly what, how was this a testimony that the Shechina is found? What miracle took place there? Omer Avzu, Neymar Ravi. We're talking about the Neymar Ravi, the Western candles that burned 24 hours. Now, which is the Western candle? So, Menachas, we have a Machlekes, if the menorah was from east to west, the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash was on the eastern side, and west was the Kodesh Kodashim. So, if it was from east to west, then the first candle is the Mizrach candle, and the second candle is the first one on the west of the east, and Ein Mavirin al Mitzvah, so the second candle was the name Aravi. Or, if you learn that it went from north to south, from right to left, so then the middle candle was the name Aravi, and all the other candles were facing it. So what happened was, Shenoisim v'shemen, they used to place oil in all the candles equal amounts, Kemidas Chavadisa, and yet all the other ones burnt out in the morning, but this one continued burning into the night. Rashi learns that it came out, they used to clean out all the other menorahs in the morning, but except this one, kept them burning. At night, they would take the wick out, clean it out, and they would then light the Neim HaRavi from this wick, and then from the Neim HaRavi, they would light all other candles. Taisa says, why did you have to do that? Why didn't they just use this wick to light all the other candles, which is what happened. And this is the last one that they and then after you use the old wick to light the candles, according to Tosfos, they would light the middle one, the name Aravi. Now, Bahochel here, Kiva, the Kivianators, all the candles will fix the menorah. We actually had a machlekes if it could be dismantled or not, where there's one piece. But since they were fixed there, Le Sagid, Le Mishko, Bad Lukei, so it seems that the only way they were able to light all of the candles was by using a match or something. Kasha, Bein Lamad Omer B'Shem Bizi Mitzvah, Bein Lamad Omer B'Shem Chushi Mitzvah is a question on everybody. How do they light all the other candles? and according to Rav holds that you definitely cannot. He holds either weakening and even direct from the candle or definitely through it, even the other way, definitely he holds through a match you can't. And here that's what they did. Is Tagmar Papa B'Psilas Arucha. Papa said, no, they had long wicks, so there's no match. It was very long wick, so you were able to light all the candles from the Neim HaRavi. So you want to save. Okay, so you, but clearly what they did was they lit from the candle of the mitzvah to all other candles, which in repudiates Rav Ada Bar Ava's pshat, that Rav holds that even from one candle to the next, you cannot light because akhushi mitzvah weakening. Here and there, they definitely did light it. Save the man kasha. So they reject, they repudiate what Rabbi says, and what remains is that the machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel is to do only with busy mitzvah. If you light up a match in between, my havelo. Bottom line, what's the din? Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua Chazina. We'll see. I hadlok. My havelo is a difficult thing. What do you mean? What is it? We have a machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel, and we said the halach is like Shmuel, which means you're not even use a match. So there's a machlekes of Shonim that some say that no, that we decided that even though Rabba says he follows Shmuel, we don't. We follow Rav. Now that we follow Rav, so we want to know, according to Rav, is it busy mitzvah and therefore you're not allowed to use a match even, or is it only because of chushim mitzvah and therefore it's only when you're lighting one candle to the next, but according to Rav, you're allowed to use a match. Or others say that even according to Shmuel, we're asking the question, you know, what happens with Poyel? Is Rabba right in his reasoning or not? Let us see. He had lokos mitzvah. Let us analyze another question, and we can associate with this. That is the mitzvah to light the Chanukah menorah, or is the mitzvah is to place the Chanukah menorah in a way of pursuing nisa? He had lok. If the mitzvah is lighting, so then if the mitzvah is lighting, you're allowed to then light another candle from this candle because you're just doing directly a mitzvah. The madlikim menorah, you're allowed to light from one candle to the next candle. But the hanocha is the mitzvah. The main mitzvah is the putting it down, even though obviously it can only happen by lighting first, but the main mitzvah is putting it down, then the lighting itself is not such a big mitzvah. So therefore, right now, you're doing something which is not mitzvah. Eim adlikim in ene. You shouldn't light from one candle, even from one candle to the next candle, because it's like you're stepping down. Because the main mitzvah is putting it down. So right now, the lighting is not really the main mitzvah. So it's like you're stepping down. Rabbi said, if you're standing with the Chanukah and you were standing still, holding the Chanukah and standing still, you did not fulfill your mitzvah. Because you didn't put it down anywhere. The main mitzvah is the Hanukah. And therefore, the lighting, you now have light from one candle to another. So you go, well, that's no proof. Hossam over there, the problem is Marisayin. Somebody sees him standing with the menorah, he's doing it for his own benefit. He's not doing it for Chanukah, he's doing it for his own benefit. In the Chassidus Shabbat, they interpret that are you tougher than Chanukah Va'imid? If you were standing and holding on to Chanukah Va'imid and you stood still, it didn't in any way inspire you as a mitzvah to be more motivated to serve Hashem, then you're not Yetzah. Because you have to, the Chanukah lights are telling a story. Tashma, come in here. Amar Rabba, another proof whether the mitzvah is lighting or putting down. Amar Rabba, he lit it b'fnim, he lit inside, but he took it outside, lasa klum. If you lit inside the house, he took it outside, you didn't achieve anything. So now, if you can tell me hadlaka, the main thing is lighting, hadlaka bim kaimin, you have to light it where it's going to remain. Therefore, you didn't do the mitzvah. That's why you didn't do anything. The main thing is putting it down, and who cares where you lit it? So why, if he lit it and then put it down, is not yotze? Says he, well, again, it's only Mara sign. Hosom there, nami. They saw him lighting it and they're walking around with it, they'll think that when he lit it for his own purpose. And presuming nisa is so important that we need to know that you did it for the sake of Chanukah. Toshma coming in Rishon Levi. We have a glass lantern, was burning the whole time. Kula. Kondarashi, you lit it Friday afternoon, but you lit it for Chanukah, but on Friday. Now the Matzei Shabbos, come Matzei Shabbos, you want to use the same Chanukah lich that kept on burning the whole time. Mechaba, you have to extinguish it. Umadliko, and you light it again to be yotzi mitzvah. Now, I amid bishleima had lokos mitzvah. Tell me the mitzvah is to light it. Shabbos, I understand why you have to extinguish it and light again. Eli amrit hanokos mitzvah. You just have to put it down. Hi mechaba madlika. Why do you have to extinguish it and light it again? All what you say is mechaba. You should extinguish it. Umagbiyo lift it, umanicha put it down, umadlikim bayle. You should have said that since the pivotal of this whole mitzvah is putting it down, then you should have said that not only they should just light it again. That's good enough. What does that help if you light it again if the main mitzvah is putting it down and you put it down yesterday? So you should say, extinguish it and go ahead and put it down and light it wherever, a new place. Is that aye that the main mitzvah is the lighting and not the putting down? Yeah. Tate already asked if you lit it. If you lit it for Chanukah licht, then yesterday, then why shouldn't the lighting part be all right? All you have to do is maybe put it there. The Gemara should have asked. You have to put it in a new place. But why do you have to light it again if you lit it for Chanukah licht? So Tesa therefore learns that it's talking about you lit it for Shabbos licht, not for Chanukah licht. And now you want to use it for Chanukah, so the lighting was never done properly. Rashi clearly learns you did it for Shabbos, but nevertheless, could be because yesterday is a different mitzvah than today. So as if for tonight's mitzvah, you didn't light it. Or, again, Maris Ayin, it doesn't look like you did it for Chanukah. Well, another proof, what's our bracha? And the bracha has to reflect the mitzvah. Like by shofar, we say lishmoy kol shofar, and the rishonim use that as a proof that the mitzvah is to listen. And those who hold the mitzvah to blow, they actually change the bracha with koya kol shofar, or al tkiya shofar. Shema mino zaraya hadloka isin mitzvah. The main mitzvah is the lighting. Shema mino is a conclusive proof. Bahashta damrina loka mitzvah. Now that we say that the main mitzvah is the lighting, hidlika cheresh shaytiv cotton. If a cheresh or a shaita cotton lit it, if the mitzvah is to put it down, then it doesn't matter who lit it, as long as they lit it for Chanukah, and then an adult comes along and puts it down, because the main mitzvah is putting it down. But now that you're telling me that the main mitzvah is lighting it, then someone who has no mitzvah cannot light it. So cheresh or cotton can do it, and isha vadim like a woman definitely can light it, because she has a mitzvah. Noshim chayovas b'ner Chanukah, women are chayiv b'ner Chanukah, she'af hein hoyu b'oisanes. They were also included in the miracle. Big Machlek is Rashi, Rashbam Tais is what it exactly means. Rashi holds that they were included in the same threat, like all the Bnei Yisrael was. And worse, Rashi says, that they had it even worse. The Eden were only threatened, they better not learn Torah, L'Shem Shemayim, and not learn Torah at all. But they were threatened that every Jewish girl who got married had to first have marital relations with the local governor of that region, which is terrible. And the other thing, says Rashi, is that they were instrumental in the miracle of Chanukah. And the Ran adds, because the daughter of Yochanan, so according to the Ran, she was a sister of Yehuda Maccabi, the big Machlekes and the Starians, who she was. But the Ran clearly says over here that she was a daughter and brother of, she's a sister of Yehuda Maccabi, the daughter of Matasio, and that she's the one who gave cheese to the general, and as a result of that, she decapitated him, and everyone got frightened and they ran away. So she was instrumental in saving Eden as well. Okay, that concludes today's blot.